This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
COVID-19, a surge in South Dakota, this time tied to the state fair. First it was Sturgis. We'll see how many it ends up being in the end. The president in Pennsylvania at a rally, we're going to let you hear what he had to say as he ripped on Joe Biden and the way he wears his mask. In the meantime, Congress and the White House cut a deal. They did. Deal about, well, it was about a way to avert the government shutdown. So that's a good thing for all the people who work for the government, because this would not be the time to have to go through that along with everything else. And it is Labor Day weekend. Woohoo! Although it feels like any other weekend, doesn't it? If you live in the West, it's going to be a hot one. Other places are getting some cooler temperatures. I did the weather for 2 seconds. I'm going to give you the weather. And then the shocker. It's my mic drop moment coming up in the next segment. It has to do with something horrific that was now, of course, on video and is out there. 7 Rochester police officers suspended with pay in the death of Daniel Prude. I'm going to tell you all about that and what happened there, and that is what has lit up Twitter big time. My name's Kay Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, well, welcome aboard. Hang around for a while. I think you'll like it and wade in our pool. You can always flip me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And this is the thing. I did an informal poll on mask on, mask off. And this is at the beginning of COVID-19, in the middle of COVID-19, and more recently. You can remember when it all started, right? Back in the first week in March, hard to believe, right? Time flies, or time goes slowly, and you don't even realize it because who knows what day it is. But this was kind of a split audience. Some people were like, no, it's your own business if you wear a mask or not. And others were like, wear a mask. So the masking on and the masking off of people still is a very, very big deal because of what we see happens when people aren't wearing masks. The Rocks family came down with COVID-19, and he did a 11-minute piece on Instagram, talk for 11 minutes about things to do to keep yourself safe. And he said it was one of the worst things that he had gone through. And he talked about the fact that it has to be about masks and social distancing. And it was a family friend they traced it back to who had given him and his family COVID-19. I mentioned South Dakota at the top. It's one of the nation's hotspots for COVID-19 infections. So there was a big, large-scale event that happened to kick off, and it was the South Dakota State Fair. The attendance, 205,000 people last year. It'll run through Labor Day. There's hand-washing stations, social distancing, reminders and encouragements, but not a requirement for attendees to wear masks. Now, that comes on the heels of 2 other big events, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and the Sioux Empire Fair. And in the weeks after those events, now all of a sudden the cases are on the rise. And it's fueled by a whole bunch of different things, including bigger gatherings and those gatherings, but the spread has exploded. And one of the things in South Dakota that's so interesting is really, again, the mask thing is not pushed. The governor of South Dakota has discouraged schools from requiring masks, instead promoting hand washing as the best way to prevent infections and really kind of railed against what she called an elite class of so-called experts whose opinions impact individuals' liberties. So I'm going by what I see, people I know that have gotten COVID-19, and I keep meeting other people that have gotten it and where they traced it back to and what happened. And it always comes from somebody wasn't wearing a mask, they weren't social distancing, they went to a bigger party. I'm just saying, right? I think the governor of South Dakota is wrong. I mean, listen, do we all want to wear masks for the rest of our lives? Do we want to walk around with them? The answer is no. But if it crushes this thing faster, we need more people to be on board with that so we can get through this, get to the vaccines, and crush this SOB. It's an elusive monster that we're fighting. And the more people that are on board with figuring out of ways to crush it, all the more better that is. Seriously. All right, so the president, as I said, was hot on the trail. Pennsylvania is an important state. It is the home state of Joe Biden, who grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The president won Pennsylvania the last time around, so it's a big, important one for him. He would like to win it again. He made a stop and had some conversation about Joe, his mask, and some thoughts on where we're headed. Here's the press.
The radical left has captured the party. They even elected a person that nobody ever heard of, a senator, it's been a while, against a young, good-looking Kennedy by 10 points in Massachusetts. Did you know Kennedy lost in Massachusetts? You know why? Because he wasn't a radical left. He was like a semi-normal person, just slightly left. Now, but think of it. This is what's happened, and this is really what's happened. If you're not a radical lefty, meaning guns, meaning fossil fuels. They want wind. But Biden replied, yes, he'll get rid of those jobs. And he famously told a voter, I want you to look in my eyes when he's not wearing the mask, because I've never seen a man that liked a mask. Look, I'm all for it. We have a big weekend, distance on the weekend and all of that stuff. And wear your mask when you're close together in particular and wash your hands, all those things. We have Labor Day weekend coming up. But did you ever see a man that likes a mask as much as him? And then he makes a speech, and he always has it, not always, but a lot of times he has it hanging down. Because you know what? It gives him a feeling of security. If I were a psychiatrist, right? No, I'd say this guy's got some big issues. Hanging down. Congressman, give me your mask. I want to have it hanging from my ear. I don't want to touch your damn mask. Mike, I'll never touch your mask.
All right, so that's the president at the rally, and he definitely has a lot of support. But you heard him say, too, as he was making fun of Biden in the mask, he said, look, it's a big weekend, Labor Day weekend. When you're close together, all of that, wear the mask. So he's pushing the mask. South Dakota, the governor's not, but he is, just to kind of prove that point that absolutely the president is on board with that as well, taking some shots at Joe Biden. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the horrific video that flooded the internet. Just despicable what happened in Rochester, New York. I mean, we can insert different places. It's just every day there's something different that drops, isn't it? And then more about the president and the polls. There is a poll that shows that there's a silver lining for Donald Trump, and it is a certain percentage of votes in a certain demographic. Stay with us.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Welcome to the show once again. I promise we're coming up with that mic drop moment in Rochester in just a second, and so much reaction to that and protests in Rochester over the death of a man who police threw a hood over. Before we get there, though, always at the top of the show, I give you the odometer of death and recovery in cases in the United States, and I also work in some from other places around the world. So cases, we've got 6,251 and change cases, confirmed cases in the U.S. Deaths, 189,619, and recovered 3.3 million and counting, thank goodness. Brazil, by the way, is right behind us. 124,729 deaths. They've got over 4 million cases. I know with India's population, I don't think you'd be surprised. They check in third, 68,000 deaths in India. And then we go on from there. I'll tell you, we talked about this in a previous show, coronavirus fatigue, and there's worry that it could lead to higher infection rates because people forget, people are tired of it, people are over COVID-19, and they want to be over it. They want this whole vaccine thing to happen and to get that Operation Warp Speed miracle before, after, whenever. Election-wise. But remember, the FTC has to really put its stamp of approval on this, and you're going to get the frontline folks that get the vaccine first, which it makes sense because of what they're dealing with. And then it goes from there, and then how many doses will be available, and, you know, all of that is what's key. All right, this is shocking video to see, and you can see the video anywhere on the internet, and there's all kinds of warnings. This is horrible video. Be careful what you see, this whole thing. And Daniel Prude was the guy's name. His death was kept quiet for months. He was killed back in March. And now what's happened, because it's been like 165 days since he was naked in the falling snow and restrained by Rochester police until he stopped breathing, the mayor said, Lovely Warren is the mayor's name, said that the state law prevented the city from notifying the community of what happened, including Prude's death 7 days after his encounter with police. And there's some confusion over that, because people were saying, well, how can that be? And she said, I want everyone to understand and be clear that at no point in time do we feel this was something we wanted to not disclose. This is something that's in our wheelhouse, in our control at this moment. Had it been then for me, this would be something we would have talked about months ago. Unfortunately, I can't because of my law department and what they're telling me I have to adhere to. The law department told me no, no, no. So now this is all under investigation. Why nobody knew what happened, that whole thing. And what she is referring to is there is an order, Executive Order 147. It was signed by Andrew Cuomo, the governor, in 2015 after a Staten Island grand jury declined to indict the officer who killed Eric Garner. And the order provides that any death caused by police will be investigated by the state attorney general rather than local authorities. So it precludes them from getting involved. And that's what she's standing behind, saying, that's why this happened. That's why I didn't, I wasn't covering anything up. That's why this happened. All right, now for the details on what happened there. So seven police officers were suspended. And this happened again so long ago. And the graphic images are all over the internet. You can find them any place. And what happened is you see video of him where he is laying naked. They put a hood over him. They call it a spit hood. And he's saying, please, and all this other stuff. And he's struggling. And they're surrounding him and trying to have a conversation, it looks like. And it is just the saddest thing to look at. And his family is saying the police treated him like an animal. He had struggles with mental illness. And this is what they're investigating, how this was handled. And why was he... why was he laying there? Why was a hood put on him in the first place? And what is that procedure about? And the police body camera that was there shows that there wasn't anyone passing by. It was like 3:30 in the morning, and it was a cold, snowy day. Obviously, there wasn't any gunshots, none of that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, the details were the hood, the conversation with him that didn't go well, and ultimately his sad and tragic death. And just another black man encountering police, one who was not mentally well, and this happened all the way back on March 23rd. March 23rd. So the lack of transparency for me is the thing that is so crazy. And they're trying to outline the steps and show what they did and why something happened. And he died from asphyxia during the incident. And it wasn't revealed until family members released the video of the encounter. They had the video. He had the spit hood on, and that was, you know, that was it. And what we know about his death is that he suffered from acute mental health problems. He was handcuffed, naked, by officers early in the morning. He was detained in an 11-minute confrontation. There were six cops and two emergency medical techs that were there. Force was applied for minutes to his head and back. As he was on the pavement, he lost consciousness after they cut off his breathing, and he was transported to the hospital. He died a week later. So his death was ruled a homicide, according to the autopsy report. So now there were people that were out, of course, protesting, the families talking about it, and it's a sad story. I mean, he left his brother's home. He was wearing long underwear, a tank top, and socks. He took off his clothes, and police say that he broke windows at a business before they found him. People encountered him. Somebody called 911. So naturally, they respond, and that was correct, but he lied. He was there lying on the ground. He put his hands behind his back. He complied. He was handcuffed, and they were trying to make what they call the mental health arrest, and he was agitated, spitting, and they covered his head with a spit hood, and that's what then led to ultimately what happened. So how will this be interpreted, and what will the Attorney General say? And the footage the footage is just really tough. I have to say, it's just really, really tough to watch the footage. And so, once again, to me, here we go. We're at the doorstep of all things that we can't believe. And then you could say, and I have police officers in my family, and I've been on calls with police, especially back in the day of when being a reporter. I have friends who are police officers, and it's interesting what they have to say about some of what's going on. There are some changes that just need to be made in some of these departments and training, and it's tough when you encounter some of these situations, but the protocol, looking at that, and then, oh my gosh, these images. We live in a world where those images, when they come out and you see those images, and it is sad and scary, and you just feel for his family in now seeing it. And then the explanation of why it was kept secret and what law was what and all of that in between is not acceptable. There has to be a better way that should have been released. There has to be a better way to have this conversation about what works and what absolutely does not work. More protests, more problems, more conversations. But we need to have real conversations. That's the key. All right, you said some real things to me. Coming up, we're going to go to the mail room and find out what you had to say about a few things, including what happened in Rochester. So hang with us.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fallout continues in Rochester, New York, behind the death of a black man after a police encounter. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March, but the incident just came to light this week after body camera video of the encounter went public. The autopsy report ruled Prude's death a homicide, listing the cause as complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren took action against the 7 officers involved.
I am suspending the officers in question today against the advice of counsel. And I urge the Attorney General to complete her investigation.
The officers will be suspended with pay. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down nearly 808 points, the NASDAQ off 598, the S&P 500 down nearly 126. This is USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have informally agreed to pursue a clean short-term stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. The tentative deal, according to The Hill, also means the government funding bill and a new coronavirus relief package would not be part of the same talks between Mnuchin and Pelosi. That means the continuing resolution needed to keep government open beyond September 30th would be free of policy riders that have gummed the works of previous funding measures. A white history professor at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., fessed up to falsely claiming that she was black. Jessica Krug said online that she is actually white and Jewish, but that she has, quote, built her life on a violent anti-black lie. Krug wrote that throughout her adult life, she claimed to have North African, African American, and Caribbean heritage. Krug actually hails from the suburbs of Kansas City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yeah, every day feels like that, doesn't it? All right, thanks for joining us. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com if you want to send me an email. I got a ton of mail. Every day I do. So often I stick with the mail. I will start throwing out more of the calls, and we'll do that as we get closer and closer to the election. We have some big presidential debates coming up and the one VP debate on October 7th. How about Mac? Princess of the polls. I love when you call yourself that. So what do the polls say? The tea leaves, if you will, for Donald Trump and Joe Biden lately. Funny you should ask that. So the president is polling better with blacks and Hispanics than he did in the pre-election surveys in 2016, according to Cook Political Report. The editor, David Wasserman, was on MSNBC, and he said that he's doing better with non-whites than he was in the last election. He's winning an average of 9% of the black vote in the polls compared to 5% in his pre-election polls in 2016. Joe Biden is ahead 56%, 31% for the Hispanic vote. The final polls in 2016, Hillary Clinton was up 61% to 23%, by the way. So that's interesting. A decent number for the president among Hispanics. And think of traditional Republican Hispanic voters, Cubans. I was married to a Cuban American. His family, they were all Republicans. Well, I shouldn't say that. They weren't all Republicans, but his mother and father, who escaped Cuba, he was, and that there is hardcore Cuban support there, Cuban Republican support in Miami and other places. We'll of course have more and more polls as we get closer and closer, but here's another one that I thought was that was interesting for Joe Biden, saying that Biden is actually up in some of the polls, that he's up in Pennsylvania. And as the president just made that stop in Pennsylvania, that he's got an 8-point lead over Trump in his home state. I mean, that's where he was born anyway. And this is a Quinnipiac University poll that was released on Thursday. 52% of Pennsylvania voters say they back Biden for president. 44 say they plan to reelect Trump. 94% of Pennsylvania voters say their mind is made up on who they're voting for. 54% say they don't approve of the job the president's doing, and they don't like the way he's handling, same number, the coronavirus. 46% of Pennsylvania voters say they view Biden favorably. 55% of Pennsylvania voters say they view the president unfavorably. So go figure in looking at these polls. It is strictly looking at the demographics, we've talked about that before, where the vote is going and if the vote is going in the, meaning if you look at white vote, if you look at African-American vote, if you look at Hispanic vote, etc., if you look at younger voters, older voters. I mean, this is, again, why people get a ton of money to do polls, because they're trying to really handicap what they're seeing, and that's just two different polls and two different looks at specifics on the upcoming election. So, Mac, I hope that satisfies you. This one from Joseph, who says, Kate, it is so hard to be a parent and know what you're supposed to do with your kids. I heard the Kevin Sorbo interview that you did. Oh, I love watching him. On the tube in a lot of the different things that he's been in. But listening to him, I thought it was interesting when he talked about homeschooling, and there is something about that that was right, where he talked about why are we leaving our education to schools that we don't think are that good, and so this isn't a problem. We're doing what we would normally do with our children and learning, where there's lack of laptops and some of it's virtual, and is it going to be safe in 6 weeks, and then rolling back ideas. I really, really understand that frustration. Luckily, my kids are in their teenage years, but I don't feel so happy for them because they're missing out on socialization and the payoff of everything that they've invested with friends, things that they've done in and around the school. So I do hope they get to get back to school. And I'll tell you, it's an interesting pull on the internet. You mean you don't have the latest, greatest, most souped-up, high-speed internet that you could possibly get? All of the pull on the internet in the neighborhoods, there's only so much that you can do, right? You know, when I was in Europe, I noticed how much better the internet was. When I took the show to Ireland, poof, it was a whole different ballgame. And that was a few years ago. And so now, here we are in this situation, and it's true. That's what's happening to families. I have this one from Chris, and Chris says, you know, Kate, I'm looking at some of the craziness that's going on around the country with the protesting and then the protests that turned violent and the accusation as to what's the theory and who are the radicals and who are the liberals and all the name calling, and it just makes me so bloody sad. Why can't someone just have a protest? Why can't people not get in the middle of the protest to try to make it violent? I mean, I guess I'm answering my own question. It doesn't make any sense, but then again, it does, because everybody has an agenda, whatever the agenda is, whether it's a selfish, motivated agenda, whether it has something to do with the party, whether it has something to do with being hired. Who knows? Out of control, the U.S. That's my word for the U.S. Yeah, sad, the chaos, right? It's like the Portland shooting. And what has now happened, they've got a suspect in the fatal shooting of the Patriot prayer backer in Oregon, killed by a federal task force. So a man suspected of shooting a supporter of the right-wing group in Portland last week was killed Thursday as they moved in to arrest him. And his name was Michael Reinhold. And they tried to apprehend him in a place called Lacey, Washington. And he was the prime suspect in the killing of 39-year-old Jay Danielson, who was shot in the chest on Saturday night. So they located him. They had a warrant for his arrest during the encounter. He was shot by a law enforcement officer who was working on the federal task force because he was going back at them. He had pulled a gun during the encounter. So, of course, they're going to shoot. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And Portland, including the mayor, they're done. They want this whole thing done because it's the dragging out of this is leading to other things and is leading to more problems and more problems and more problems. And this is the thing. How long has this gone on? And I get it. I get the protests and I support people who protest. And we live in America, thank goodness, because we have a right to voice our opinion. That's why I do what I do. That's what a talk show host is about opinion and making the needle move and talking about it. All right, let's wade back into this before I go too deep into a rabbit hole. This one is from Don, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, we're pretty much running out of Netflix binges. We had to go light. Netflix binges. Do you have any great suggestions for us? I used to listen to your cheap movie reviews, and I thought they were so funny. And now there are some things, I guess, that were shelved that are being created, but so many other things that normally would have aired haven't aired. Well, here's a good thing. Netflix, I guess, has a backlog of movies and inventory, so that's all going to come forward, and it has been dripping out. There is The Mandalorian is on Disney, and it's a Star Wars kind of a, I don't know if they call it a prequel, but it's a spin-off series thing. And it's so good. The Mandalorian is so good. I didn't want to watch it. And then I got pulled into the storyline. So if you like anything to do with Star Wars, you would like that. And they've already got the first season is up. The second season starts October 30th. Mm-hmm. And I'd say for Netflix, there's lots of great series. I mean, it is about the series. What series have you not watched? I mean, that's what you got to decide. I don't know. The Crown is good if you want something sort of in between. It's about the royals. There's on Amazon Prime, there's Jack Ryan. I like that. I love the whole Jack Ryan thing. Tom Clancy's books, I read them cover to cover. So I'm fascinated by that character, and it's so, so well done. And I guess there's another season coming out for that. All right, this one is from Larry, and he says, Kate Delaney, it is a roller coaster rider, as you say, being at the craps table when we look at our finances. There are people that really need that stimulus check. Do you think they're ever going to get it right with the stimulus? I do, but I think it has become kicking the can down the road. So the election's close, there's lack of an agreement, and it's easier to just kick it around than to push it through. Because one was already pushed through, so I think that's the feeling. And it's the hurry up and wait, look at the question mark, what's going to happen? We don't have to do it, we don't want to do it behind closed doors, but I think they're going to end up doing it. I got this one from Katie, who says, wow, what's going on with this COVID in South Dakota? I think, if anything, if you look at South Dakota, it proves that you probably are smart to wear a mask when you're huddled around hundreds of strangers, don't you? Absolutely. One thing, if you're doing safe distance with family, that's a whole different ballgame. Mic drop moment. We push it. It's coming up next.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are at the doorstep of the final segment for this hour of the show. Kate Delaney, hope you and yours are fine wherever you are huddled, whether it's 4,000 square feet or 600 square feet. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're with your family and somehow you're getting along and you're surviving, maybe even thriving during this, that's a very, very good thing. I talked to someone today in Melbourne, Australia, and they're going to, and that's how you say it too, by the way, Melbourne. They said they make fun of the Americans who say Melbourne, Melbourne. So there's my $20 tip for you. And they were telling me how it's just complete lockdown. You get 1 hour to go out. 8 o'clock, poof, shut down, curfew, that's it. Because they are trying to crush this thing as they had a big surge in cases. All right, this is the surge of the foot-in-mouth disease that Joe Biden just seems to constantly get kicked with. So the Democratic presidential nominee is going to be our mic drop moment. On Thursday, Biden was at the community meeting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he was speaking, and that's what I think it is. If he just goes, just keeps on going, that's when he gets in trouble. He was awkwardly joking with the audience that they're going to shoot me if he explained the policy at length. Oh, Joe Biden, did you really say they're going to shoot me? Remember, you were there and you met with Jacob Blake's family. He was the black man who was shot by police officers in the back last month in the city. He traveled there to meet with Blake himself and his family for more than an hour in the wake of the protests over the shooting. He made the comment at a community meeting at Grace Lutheran Church. And he said, there's so much we can do, so much we can do. He was discussing his health care protocols. And we can do it just by eliminating the tax cut for the top tenth of the 1%. 19 corporations making $1 billion apiece don't pay a single penny in taxes. I don't want to punish anyone, but everybody should pay a fair share. So he talked about that. But where he really lost the crowd is that. He said, now I could lay it out for you. I won't because they'll shoot me. But here's the deal. I can pay for every single thing I'm proposing without raising your taxes. So I'd like to say that everybody could have just gotten by that. But shooting me? No, Joe. He just needs someone to just keep him, to rehearse with him, keep him going down there. Like, let's not do too much off the cuff. Let's stick to pretty much the who, what, where, when, and why, and you'll be much, much safer. All right, safe is an interesting word when you talk about COVID and the spread of COVID. The Batman is on hold. Robert Pattinson has COVID. So fame, money, glory, everything else does not prevent you from getting this wicked virus. It forced the production to pause only after they had started filming in England. They just resumed because he tested positive and he has to isolate. So they're saying it's just paused. It's shutting down, but it's just paused for now. Remember, they delayed the movie's release until October 1st, 2021. The film, directed by Matt Reeves, stars Pattinson as Batman, Paul Dano as the Riddler, Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, Colin Farrell as the Penguin, Jeffrey Wright as James Gordon. Great cast. But for now, it's shut down because of COVID. All right, the vaccine is the thing that we talk a lot about on this show. We've had doctors on, we've had lawyers on talking about the patents for this, all of it. And UNICEF weighs in. UNICEF said drug makers can make unprecedented vaccine quantities. They've said they've seen it. Could be produced by 28 manufacturers in 10 countries over the next 2 years to tackle this pandemic. UNICEF's role is part of COVID-19's vaccine allocation plan, known as COVAX, and co-led by the World Health Organization, because they're going to buy and provide equitable access to the shots. So far, 76 wealthy nations committed to joining the COVAX effort. The U.S. not part of that effort, because the World Health Organization is involved. That's what they're saying. So 28 vaccine manufacturers, think about that, in the production. There's so much dependent on these clinical trials. If the trials are successful, advanced purchase agreements are in place, funding's confirmed, boom. Regulatory and registration pathways are streamlined. You'll see it. It'll happen. They're saying that they procure more than 2 billion doses of vaccines annually for routine immunizations and outbreak responses on behalf of nearly 100 countries. It's all about that, distributing those vaccines. But it still is dependent on the drug trials. The drug trials are going well. They look like full steam ahead, but look like and really are is a whole different thing. Here's something you can do to help yourself, and this is a lot of the conversation lately. People with vitamin D deficiency have pretty much doubled the risk of getting COVID-19. So if you've got low levels of vitamin D, less than 20 nanograms per milliliter, then you have a much better chance of testing positive for the virus. Low vitamin D levels associated with increased severity of COVID-19 and a higher risk of death. That's how serious it is. You know, you keep hearing about vitamin D. Get out in the sun. Get as much vitamin D as you can. All of that is huge. Scientists found that people in countries that had the highest mortality rates from COVID-19, Italy and Spain, also had the lowest levels of vitamin D. But then you had Northern European countries, Scandinavia, for one, they had the lowest mortality rates, and they really put a lot of that to vitamin D and how much they were able to absorb, how much vitamin D they could take. You know, meaning sunnier places, of course, you naturally get it if you're out in the weather versus places that are not as filled with vitamin D. More important than ever. I'm convinced of that after everything I've seen. Absolutely convinced. The government shutdown is not a shutdown, thank goodness. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, fresh from her cut and color in San Francisco without a mask, and the Trump administration have agreed to keep a stopgap government-wide funding bill needed to stop that government shutdown at the end of the month. It's aimed at keeping any possibility of a government shutdown off the table, despite the battles of COVID-19 relief legislation, just off the table, which is where it needs to be, if you think about it, because of the situation the country's in. One more hurdle, somebody else struggling as a result, it just doesn't make any sense. The duration of it, or what non-controversial items might ride along, haven't been settled. None of that's been settled, but they believe the funding is there to avoid the shutdown because there's that September 30th deadline. And the last thing is to see that bubble up. And lawmakers, of course, are absent from Washington, but they're preparing to return for a brief pre-election session that'll probably involve a battle over COVID relief legislation. The chances of another rescue bill have kind of, like I said, ebbed and flowed all over the place. And now you got summer coming to an end. So Steve Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi agreed on preventing the shutdown. So the gridlock, no worries about that. COVID relief on the front lines, especially when they need it, that's looking pretty good. Music means I got to step off the stage. Big shout out to Alex for his fabulous work on the technicals. And hey, Mo Flam, make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.